Coffee.
Never mind, Walter. This is important.
More, nothing's more important than my morning coffee.
Walter, Victoria's bed has not been slept in. She hasn't been home all night. This morning, she's nowhere to be found.
Neither is the coffee.
For all we know, Walter, our housekeeper could be lying dead somewhere. I mean, maybe it doesn't matter to you, but Victoria is more than just a housekeeper to me. She's more like my daughter.
Maud, Victoria's probably all right. She's most likely out with her new boyfriend. Now, tell me where she keeps the coffee.
Did you look in the can marked coffee?
Yes, there's flour in it!
Then did you look in the can marked flour? No. Well, doesn't it figure that if there is flour in the coffee can, that there might be something other than flour in the flour can, like sugar? Hello? Victoria Butterfield, who's calling, please? Oh, of course I know who you are, Mr. Butterfield. Victoria talks about you all the time, but I thought you live in the West Indies. I see. How interesting.
Walter, it's Victoria's father. He's a steward for Royal West Indies Airlines, and he's in New York on a layover.
If he's an airline steward, ask him to bring me a cup of coffee.
Why am I including you in on this conversation? I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Victoria, I sent her out to do some shopping for me. Oh, well, if you're at the Tuckahoe Railway Station, then you're only 10 minutes away. Oh. Carol! Carol, did you hear me?
What do you want, Mother?
You've been out all night. Where were you?
I was watching the sunrise.
Watching the sunrise. The people at Coppertone salute you. Who were you with?
Mother, I am a little upset. I really don't want to discuss it.
Okay, honey. If it's that painful, we won't discuss it.
Thank you.
The subject is closed.
Good.
Who were you with?
Mother, it is none of your business. I
what do
not
mean
want
it
to
is none of my
exactly
business.
I
happen to be your mother, and I want to know what you're
doing.
Victoria! Oh, thank heavens. You had me worried to death. Where have you been?
I was out with George, and we stayed up to see the sunrise.
You cute little minx, you. You and George are getting very serious, aren't you?
Momentito! What is this cute little minx business with Victoria, but when I stay out all night, you yell at me?
My darling, there is a great difference between a minx and a mink. Walter, our Victoria is in love. Act interested.
I'm sorry. Victoria, this George of yours, is he a pretty bright guy?
Oh, very bright.
Well, then, do you think you'd know where I could find some coffee around here?
No. Mrs. Finley told me not to buy any until it went down to $1 a pound.
I do vaguely remember having said something like that.
You really take the cake! I mean, holding me hostage in a price war!
Well, you're really something else, Moore.
You really are!
Well, I'm going over to the Harmons and borrow some coffee from them. What do you think of that?
Actually, I'm rather pleased he's gone. Victoria, I almost forgot. I have a surprise for you. Guess who was on his way over here?
Who?
Your father.
Oh, what are you talking about?
He is right here in Tuckahoe. He should be here any moment.
Oh, how nice.
Honey, is there something wrong?
No.
Are you sure?
No, nothing's wrong. I'm very happy my father's coming.
Just a minute, Victoria. I can tell when someone is troubled. I have an eye for that, right, Carol?
I'd say nose is a better word.
Carol. My fondest wish is that when I'm 83, you won't have enough money to send me to a home.
find that if you're troubled, if you confide in someone you love and respect, the burden is much easier to bear.
You're right, Mrs. Finley.
Thank you.
Carol, let's talk in the kitchen.
Sure. Wait a minute!
Seriously, wouldn't you like someone who's a little bit older and a little bit wiser to help you with your problems?
No.
At least now I have some hot coffee. Arthur sold it to me for 75 cents.
George is a very nice looking guy.
I know. But if my father finds out that George isn't a West Indian, he's going to insist that I break off with him.
But you're a grown woman.
Yes, but my father's very forceful and domineering and strong.
Just like my mother.
Well, not that strong.
Victoria, we have the same problem. Parents. A couple of months ago, I was going out with a guy named Eddie Winslow. He was married and hadn't gotten around to getting a divorce. Well, my mother found out about it and hit the roof. I had to break off with him and swear to her that I would never see him again.
And that's who you were with last night.
Right. But I haven't told her because I wanted to spare myself the hassle.
All right, you two, I'm going to level with you. Not being in on this is driving me batty. I really feel I can help. Victoria, I consider you my daughter. And Carol, you're like a daughter to me, too.
My father coming, I don't want him to see me like this.
Wait, please. Victoria, please wait a minute. I really feel that I can help. Do you know that in China, age is revered for its wisdom?
Let's go upstairs and change.
Right.
The last time I believe a fortune cookie.
Walter, I want you to see a picture of Victoria's boyfriend. Walter, where are you? Oh, I know where he went. He took the sports page. Victoria, hurry up! That's probably your father right now.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I presume you are Mrs. Finley.
Yes, and with the lilt of the West Indies in your speech, you must be Victoria's father. Enter our house and partake of our hospitality as the hummingbird sucks on a mango.
I beg your pardon.
Well, I guess if you've seen one hummingbird suck a mango, you've seen them all. Please sit down. Sit down. Victoria should be down any moment. Oh, you must be so terribly proud of her. Do you know that in night school, she is one of the brightest students in her class? She'll make a marvelous nurse.
I'm very glad to hear you say that.
Plus, I have a feeling that in a very short time, you may be losing a daughter.
Oh?
Don't they make a handsome couple? They're absolutely gaga about each other.
Well, he seems a nice-looking chap. Do you know which island he comes from? St. Croix? St. Thomas?
I believe St. Louis.
St. Louis?
Missouri.
Father!
Girl, how could you do such a terrible thing to me?
Oh, please, Papa, don't be upset.
But he's an American. I'm astonished.
Just a moment, Mr. Butterfield, you mean you're upset because Victoria's boyfriend is an American?
No, I'm upset because Victoria's boyfriend is a Negro.
So he is.
Mrs. Finley, maybe I should explain. Amongst old-fashioned island people...
Old-fashioned?
Old-fashioned. It's not acceptable for a West Indian to become involved with an American black.
I knew it. I should never let you come to this country. As soon as you get here, right away, you start passing for black.
Oh,
she certainly had me fooled.
Victoria, I have no choice but to take you back to St. Norman with me. Now go upstairs and pack your things.
Father, you can't be serious. You just can't ask me to leave like this. What about my job? What about my school?
Victoria, I gave you a direct order. Now go upstairs and pack. Remember, I am your father.
Just a minute, Mr. Butterfield. I'm afraid that Victoria is not the timid little daughter you knew back on St. Norman. Since she has been in this house, she's become a very proud, forceful woman. And if you think you can just snap your fingers and expect her to pay any attention at all, well, you are living in a fool's paradise.
Victoria, no.
On the other hand, I could be wrong. But I'll tell you right now, I am not allowing Victoria to leave this house unless it is her decision as a liberated woman.
As a what?
Surely even on St. Norman you've heard of a liberated woman.
Oh, yes. We have the bones of one of them in our museum.
I have never allowed myself to say this to a black person before, but I don't like you.
Victoria, no dilly-dallying. Go on with your packing.
I just came down to get an aspirin. I can't get any from upstairs because the bathroom door is locked.
And now, while we're waiting for my daughter, and since I can't get a sandwich, perhaps you'll be kind enough to lend me your sports section.
The sports section, I'm afraid it's not available. We keep it locked in the bathroom.
Then perhaps a cup of coffee?
Actually, that's locked in the bathroom, too.
I just talked to Victoria.
Carol, I'd like you to meet Mr. Butterfield. This is Victoria's father, my daughter, Carol.
How do you do?
Hello. This is so sad.
It is not sad. I am not allowing Mr. Butterfield to take Victoria anywhere against her will.
Oh, but that's just it. Victoria wants to go with him. She just told me.
I can't believe this.
Typical woman, can't face facts.
I should have cold-cocked you when I had the chance. Victoria, Carol just told me something that I cannot believe. That you want to go back with your father.
That's true, Mom.
Victoria, you'd be going against your will.
Please, try to understand. I have to go back with my father.
Victoria, even if it means giving up your happiness and your independence, and your only chance for a fulfilling life.
What other way is there to show my father that I love him?
Have you ever considered a nice tie at Christmas?
I'm sorry. I'm very sad. But I have to do my duty as a daughter.
Your only duty to your father, Victoria, is to be honest with him and tell him exactly how you feel.
But my father wouldn't like that at all. He'd get angry with me. We'd fight.
Victoria, fighting is a very healthy thing to do. Carol and I fight all the time.
That's for sure.
Do you mind? I'm talking. What we do is a very loving thing. It means that we're able to express to each other exactly what we feel. Like a couple of months ago, Carol was running around with this jerk, Eddie Winslow.
Mother, don't be stupid. Eddie is not a jerk.
How I love you for that. Anyway, this jerk Eddie Winslow pretended he was getting a divorce, but he was just stringing Carol along. Oh, we fought long and hard about that, didn't we, Carol?
We certainly did.
But thank heaven, Carol came to her senses and broke it up with that jerk Eddie Winslow. But even if she hadn't, Victoria, I'd still love her. But I think I love her just a little bit more because she had the courage to stand up for what she believed.
Oh, Mother, that was beautiful.
It's from the heart.
Well, I have to tell you something from the heart. I I was out all night last night with Eddie Winslow.
I love you for telling me that. Now go and pack. You're leaving with her.
Going to love me no matter what I did.
How could I possibly love anybody who's a bigger jerk than Eddie Winslow?
Mother, I have my own life to live, which you seem to forget.
And who gave you that life? Oh, the pain.
Have you any idea what you weighed at birth?
Not enough.
Dare you take this?
Mother, I am old enough to have a son of my own.
I am old enough to be your mother, and in case you don't know it, I am.
Yeah, but you just keep
bugging them. Oh, Mother, it's beautiful.
What is all that racket out there?
Father, that's Mrs. Finley and her daughter. They're fighting.
That's a disgrace.
Oh, no, it isn't, Father. It's beautiful. They're completely open and honest.
Liar!
I say it is a disgrace for a daughter to raise her voice to her mother. Even that mother.
Father, no, it isn't. Not always.
Yes, it is, girl. Don't you remember the story of the sassy little parrot? The little parrot was hanging by his beak from the branch of a plantain tree. Down below him was a big old alligator, his jaws wide open. The parrot's daddy said, "Baba, don't you hang by your beak from that tree?" And the little parrot said, "Why not?" That is the last time that parrot ever questioned his daddy.
Papa, I don't want to go back with you.
What? What are you saying?
Father, do you have any idea who I really am or what I really feel right now?
Victoria Ramsay Butterfield, march up those stairs this minute and finish your packing. This is the last time I'm going to say this to you. I am your father. Can this be my daughter?
Try to understand, Papa. I'm doing this because I love you. And I love you enough to let you know exactly what my feelings are.
That is the first time you ever kissed me without my telling you to.
That is the first time I've really felt that I could.
I see you are determined. And it's all because of that big bodacious woman. My only hope is that her bones end up in our museum.
Papa, don't fight me on this. Please.
All right. Oh, Victoria. Now tell me, is it serious with this colored fellow?
It could be.
Before you do anything rash, think of the children.
With me.
Of course you don't. Even then, all you thought about was yourself.
Listen, Mother, what I do with that jerk Eddie Winslow is my own business. I'm just doing what you told Victoria to do. You told her to run her life. Well, I'm going to run my life.
Right into the ground.
Mrs. Finley, guess what? I'm not going back with my father.
Good. He can take Carol.
Oh, I better tell her, too. Carol!
Well, I think our Mr. Shakespeare said it best. How sharper than a serpent's tooth is an ungrateful child.
Our Mr. Shakespeare. Boy, when you decide not to be black, you pull out all the stops.
From Mrs. Finlay, we should call a truce. After all, we're both in the same boat.
How did that happen?
It had something to do with love.
Ah, yes. Love. The greatest home wrecker of them all.
Mrs. Finlay, may I take you out for a sandwich?
Why don't I make one for both of us?